brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two, continuing with flu whistleblowers. We'll be taking your calls when Bill Sardi, health journalist, joins us to give us his take on the flu, the hype, the adverse reactions. But Chris just brought up a key point. And we need these people to write articles to go public. At a doctor's office he worked in, the health manager there, weeks and weeks before the fear even started in April, in March, and this is what we confirmed back in January and February. Remember, I did all those radio shows. We wrote articles. We've reposted them saying something big with the flu is coming up. They're getting ready for mass graves. They're telling local cities, get ready for martial law. We had emergency managers on. The state of New York got all their cemeteries ready. How would they know this deadly flu, which isn't deadly like they say for most people, it's weak. It can kill you, but weak compared to the seasonal. How did they know it was going to be so big months and months and months before it even popped up in Mexico? And then that was a non-event, but they hyped it and created fear and all the masks. And the UN came in and put us under level six. And we got those documents in late April, months, 2 months before that was made public. So, yes, we know the feds were going around federalizing everything. And whether the flu was dangerous or not, or whether they forcibly inoculate people or not, which they are doing to the public school children, just a huge issue. We just calmly report it. We almost do their dirty work for them when I just calmly, oh, yeah, they're forcibly injecting people, and see, we just get conditioned, and nobody goes to jail. Nobody gets in trouble for committing these crimes. And then we hear caller after caller before this was even in the news that they were forcibly injecting kids. Now it's confirmed. Who could believe it before? It was so shocking, but when it's admitted, oh, no big deal. That, yes, they were telling the medical facilities, get ready, it's going to be huge, even before April. Because something this big that's staged has to be geared up beforehand. It's like 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops massed in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Pakistan, and other areas around Afghanistan before 9/11. And then 2 weeks after 9/11, all the military forces start attacking. They were already massed and ready, and it turned out Bush signed the order to attack September 10th. That's how you know this stuff is staged, ladies and gentlemen. Finish up what you were going to say, Chris.
I thought the most odd aspect of this whole thing was how they were going to be put on this payroll as soon as this all broke out. And basically, they were incorporating all these physicians' offices into places like the Central Ohio Trauma System, all these outside federally funded programs. And this was much more than just the flu. It had more to do with hurricanes, tornadoes, flus, outages, and it says other possibilities. It's in the actual document says or other possibilities, kind of hinting at, you know, martial law. We may need you to actually work in conjunction with our with our jackboot thugs on the streets, you know,
Same thing with the clergy response teams 4 years ago. We got the secret documents, almost five. 2 years later, it became mainstream news. They said forced inoculation, lockdowns, FEMA camps, gun confiscation. They're getting the doctors and infrastructure personnel ready for martial law. That is confirmed, sir.
Yeah, and you're right. It's a total incorporation. They're trying to get everybody on the same page. And they're trying to get everybody to think that if I'm getting paid for this, who really cares what's happening to the average person on the street, you know? And I think that's one of the most, despicable aspects about this whole thing is they're trying to get everybody just kind of
exactly. How did the globalists take over Iraq? Payoffs. They paid off most of the Republican Guard in the 6 months before the 2003 invasion.
Right.
It's all staged, sir.
Right. That's right. I was actually a Marine for a couple years, and that's kind of how I actually got turned on to your show. Was you mentioned that I worked at a prison outfit, and you mentioned that we were out actually taking some of the detainees and giving them to other countries, and other than your show, I'd never heard anybody mention that, and you really opened my eyes, and it really disturbed me, and at the same time, it opened my third eye, and I finally woke up, and so that's why
And now it's all admitted. God bless you, sir. Now they admit it.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, simulcasting the syndicated radio transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv in living color. It is the second day of November 2009 on this Monday edition. Coming up in the final hour today, we're now into hour number two, coming up in the fourth hour, we've gone over some of the subsections, but I thought I'd go over the entire 200-plus page Framework Convention on Climate Change, which openly announces world government, no more national sovereignty, the United States cannot get out of it, an unelected private Rockefeller Foundation board will run every sovereign nation on Earth. Their stated goal is to end the industrial society. This is neo-feudalism. That is coming up today. Next hour, I'm going to get into what's happening with the economy as the dollar plunges. Oil and copper and gold explode and rally. But Bill Sardi is our guest, and I'm really honored to have him on with us. I want to get into the fact that months ago, we had listeners calling in saying elementary students, their children, were being forcibly inoculated. And they would go to the school and say, why did you do this? And they would lie and say they didn't. And they'd say, you're the only one saying this. And other parents would show up saying, my child said you injected him. I told you not to. Now it's broken all over the United States, Texas, Kentucky, California, New York, Massachusetts, that they're forcibly injecting. And the talking point, this is all staged, is, oops, we screwed up. And we're only finding out about the kids that end up going to the hospital. Here is New York Daily News. Public school nurses give swine flu vaccine to kids without parents' okay, sends children to hospital. We're only finding out when they have convulsions or collapse. You heard a nurse earlier from Seton saying half or more of the nurses got sick when they were told they'd be fired if they didn't take it. New York nurses rebelled and stopped that. Now, I want to tell you about Bill Sardi. He writes for LouRockwell.com and a lot of other big publications. He's a medical researcher, author in the areas of health and nutrition. He's authored numerous books, including The New Truth About Vitamins and Minerals, The Red Wine Pill, Vitamin C Report, and more. And he is a journalist of medical subjects. He is a medical journalist, and we're honored to have him with us. And throughout this hour, we're going to be taking your phone calls only on flu whistleblowers, people who've been forced to take it, people whose children were forced to take it, people who have neighbors' children who were forced to take it. What freaks me out is everything we hear here months before then becomes mainstream news later. And what does it say about the lawlessness of government and the whole medical tyranny and the federalized health departments that they're forcibly injecting people all over the country? Bill, I want to ask you about that first and get into all these detailed articles you've been writing about this entire behemoth fraud and hoax that's made in the last 2 weeks, the vaccine makers an additional $7 billion. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. Have you had your flu shot yet, Alex?
No, I haven't, Bill.
If you haven't, you can join most of the members of Congress, some pediatricians in South Florida who say it's unsafe, some Colorado hospitals that say, back away, don't send that flu mist thing here, that you the nasally instilled vaccine, you'll start a pandemic right here in our own hospital. These are admissions from healthcare workers themselves. You can see the pushback. Nurses and doctors just pushing this away. So if this is still on your mind, University of Purdue researchers saying over the weekend it's worthless to vaccinate now, your children especially, of no benefit because it takes 3 to 4 weeks to develop enough antibodies for proper immunity. By then, the flu season is over. This thing is peaking early, and you will get no benefit if everybody mass vaccinates right now with the available doses they claim. That's the 22.4 million. Everybody today, you'll only reduce the infections by 6%, meaningless reduction in mortality and so on. So it, just so you know, they know how to plot these and predict, and they know what's going on. It's useless, and the news media is, by the way, ignoring that study showing too late now. You're just too late to make any benefit. And by the way, the CDC is still recommending everybody get a seasonal flu shot when there's no seasonal flu in circulation. All we have is the pandemic H1N1. You can go to the CDC website and see it yourself. 99% in circulation is the flu, the pandemic strain. It's useless to get the seasonal flu shot. So all you get is a little bit of the disease itself. And did I say that? Yes, I did. The flu shot is a little bit of the disease. What do you think they're giving you? How do you provoke antibodies? Now, especially the flu mist, that's the nasally instilled liquid one, so the kids avoid the needles. But you notice that one became available first. You want to start a pandemic, give that one first, because about 2% of the people you come in contact with, if you had that nasally instilled one, you're going to give it to those people. Now, you know, they're doing this at schools because, well, wait a minute, the teachers are going to get it, and then the pregnant teachers are going to get it, and then the babies are going to get it. And you don't see hospitals saying, if you have gotten the flu mist in the last few days, do not enter here. You don't see that. So, you know, this is the kind of danger. This is how to start. The flu mist is the live virus itself. So just so you understand, yes, you may not like needles, but that's what it is, and that's how they started. I even wonder if this delay is to try to get the pandemic going, because it's fizzling out, and they really need this thing to get going, and they need more deaths. As you know, they claim 36,000 deaths a year, and everybody can see it now. What does it say there? 1,000 deaths in 8 months. That's way under 36,000 in a year. So everybody take a look at their own figures. We have a very mild flu epidemic on our hands. That doesn't mean that people don't get pretty sick. They
I want to go over with you all the different facets in the research and everything you're saying. You have links to the CDC in your articles. This is all admitted fact. But I want to pull back first and look at the big picture here. Do you agree with me that this is nothing but a federalization of local police and local medical facilities and the federal government itself taking orders from the United Nations, the UN bragging, this is great for global governance. We declared the level 6 global pandemic on a regional basis, not off of actual illnesses or deaths. And what do you think the bigger picture here is now with schools all over the country forcibly injecting children, even against parents' wishes, and then spinning it with the same talking point that it was just a mistake? This is the perfect martial law cover. Not this year, but in the...
You're going to get hospital administrators and others call up and say, well, you know, we don't do any of that. Well, you know, who's accepting the $9 billion here? I mean, they've got payoffs to all of these places if they will push the flu shots, and they're going to miss out on the money. Now, you know, everybody's hurting for money, including hospitals and clinics, and so this is the story. They aren't distributing this year this flu shot in pharmacies and places like that. They're going right to the schools. They're going right to the workplace where they can coerce you as a healthcare worker, as somebody who works in a grocery store or wherever, to get that flu shot, and there are economic incentives to do this. So where someone might say this is not federally controlled, well, try again. It's all funded by the federal government. They're giving it away, and people are still rejecting it. Past years, consumers had to pay. Now they're saying you get the flu shot for free. Now,
well, Bill, that's my question to you. Analyzing this, I want your perspective. Is this just not the perfect federalization vehicle? Is this not just a beta test for the future, a way to clamp down on society during a financial meltdown or for other reasons? Even better than terrorism, a biological pathogen is the perfect way to be able to fully federalize things and take total control over society. And all the evidence that I'm seeing shows that this is a beta test for total federalization
of the world, because we see it now on a world scale with this flu. And of course, the flu, because it mutates, because it's seasonal and so on, now we have perpetual treatment to handle a perpetual flu pandemic. They invent this thing late in the season. By the way, if all of you bought into the idea this thing came from a pig, you can see the graphics provided by the Center for Disease Control showing it came from swine. They could not find any swine herds with this version of the flu until recently. What does that tell you? We gave it to the pigs. Come on, wake up. It's an engineered virus. We can't find any other origin of this. Now, they claim patient number one was a little boy in a village in Mexico, but a lot of people got sick, but he was the only boy with that particular strain. That's what they claim. The kids getting sick from other things in that village. Then they claim there were two children here in Los Angeles that had it first. But again, we can't track this down as to how it reassorted. You'd have to send this pig back and forth on an airplane to Asia. So it wouldn't make any sense. Well, they said, therefore, because it takes a lot of mutations, a lot of time, it had to be circulating in the population. And we just missed it. All of those over 1,000 flu monitoring centers the World Health Organization has around the globe missed this thing? Come on, this isn't true.
And
this
Bill,
wouldn't happen.
Expanding on that,
the origin is engineered, from what I can see. Till we rule that out, that's what it is.
Well, Bill, you're not the only one saying this. I've seen BBC headlines that top scientists say it was made in a lab.
Alex, you know, and I know, we're just trying to educate the public. When societies, when politicians get in trouble with an economy, they develop distractions. Usually it's a war. In this case, it's a war on the flu. And because of that, they can gain control of the economy. What is the first thing you would do and your family would do if they heard quarantine was coming? You'd go, you'd run to the store for the food, the water, and the bank to get some money. Now they know that, and they've closed down the bank.
Stay there.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDER safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $10.5680. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $10.8610, $5.4305 for a half ounce, or $271.52 for the quarter ounce. That's $10.8610, $5.4305, or $271.52.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Worried that inflation will destroy your savings? Grab a pencil. I'll tell you how to turn $10,000 into potentially $431,000 in 12 to 18 months, thanks to Obama. And this isn't about gold bullion or coins. It's about gold stocks. They have soared over 800% since the year 2000. This is with gold being less than $1,000, a figure that should go to between $1,500 and $2,500 according to Merrill Lynch and UBS. Even better, wait till you hear what Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, says in his free Investing in Gold kit. It highlights seven must-own stocks, including a stock with six-figure potential whose price has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 888-722-6600. That's 888-722-6600. Or go to the website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
You go to LouRockwell.com. That's the exclusive place to get Bill Sardi's amazing health journalism. He'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. Whistleblowers, Roger, Matt, Tim, Steve, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Bill, you got cut off by the break when you were making the point that they need a crisis. They need a war to fight, an excuse to distract us, to divert us. We know Mexico was on the edge of rebellion. Then they hype up a few deaths down there and lock everything down. It's the perfect thing to make everybody the potential enemy and only the government or the good guys. So, but it sounds from what you're saying and what the evidence shows that this is blowing up in their face, that two-thirds of people aren't buying it. Go ahead, Bill.
You know, Mexico is ready to implode. You see the crime, and then they got everybody to just head inside and stay inside. Worst thing you could do, you want some sunlight and vitamin D to get outside, but it was a good way to do this. Pay attention now to history. When Argentina was in financial trouble, what did they do? Declare a phony war in the Falkland Islands. So be aware of this. If you're learning about history today, Alex Jones trying to tell you that societies in trouble, losing control of their population, are going to create distractions, reasons, false reasons to close the banks and to create a crisis to take advantage of it. Didn't the president's main man there say he was going to don't let a good crisis pass by? So, you know, we need to be aware of manipulation by government. And for all of you who are good Americans, who are loyal to the flag, and everything. Remember, our country started with skepticism about government. And so, you know, we need a healthy skepticism. Sure, we're loyal. Sure, we're good Americans, and we believe in that Constitution that limited federal government and intrusion into our homes, into our finances, and so many things that are now, of course, just passed aside under the idea of a phony crisis. So I want you to all see that and understand what we're trying to teach you. You know, in the past, people have said, well, you know, there's a crisis, so buy gold or whatever. This is for real this time. You can see it from the government's own, massaging of the news media, which is their front man for this whole thing. And by the way, they're losing grip. We see a repudiation of government. And what did they come out and say? They're going to shut down the Alex Jones Show. That's basically what they said. Because the General Accounting Office comes up with some phony scheme that, oh, Americans are going to be so sick, they're going to run home and they're going to jump on the Internet because they're not at work, and then they're going to massively take up all this bandwidth and shut down the Internet so that the government is going to have to shut down the Internet in part to keep that from occurring. They wouldn't be shutting down the Alex Jones Show, would they? They know that these alternative news sources are getting people to back away from the flu shots. And they're trying to find any way possible to shut off this information. You can see from ABC to NBC to CBS to whatever news source, CNN, Fox News, they're all following the party line, the Centers for Disease Control issues, the press releases, and this is what the public hears. There is no good reason to have the seasonal flu shot. Did you hear that from any of the news sources that you rely upon? You should have heard it. And your young children now at risk for side effects only. First, do no harm is the rule in modern medicine. So thank you, Alex Jones, for having me on so I could say this. If I am right, look at my articles, you'll see that the U.S. government hid the largest flu epidemic. It was a mortal flu epidemic in 1993. It set back the life expectancy of Americans for the first time since 1918, the year of the Spanish flu. It had a dramatic decline in our life expectancy, which went unexplained. No other news reporter catches on to this. I go digging into it. Look at Morbidity Mortality Weekly reports, the government's own data showing there was a late flu season in 1993. It struck older adults in nursing homes, killed thousands of them. And what was it? It was the first year that Medicare paid for flu shots at nursing homes. That's what triggered it. It was a mortal, deadly flu vaccine. Because it would have set back the flu vaccination program, they hid the whole thing. And not one reporter in the United States reports on this. You can go to the Centers for Disease Control, look up mortality rates, the life expectancy in the United States. You'll see it went down dramatically in 1993. It was the flu shot that caused it. And by the way, tracking all the way back to 1918 now is Dr. Karen M. Starko, allowing us to see what really caused all those deaths in 1918. It was treatment-related, as she's showing that Bayer, the big drug company, was marketing aspirin that year. The AMA promoted aspirin for treatment of the flu. is people were overdosing on aspirin, 8,000 to 31,000.
Stay there, Bill. We're going to come back with these bombs you're dropping.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
We are fighting back against the hoax of the flu vaccines. I remember 2 months ago on air, I read the insert for the nasal live flu virus, and it said, may mutate the virus, may give you the flu, may spread the flu. Now I can read articles where hospitals are saying don't do it. Canadian doctors and the government said the regular seasonal flu doubles your chances of getting the regular flu. But it's just so outrageous that they get away with it. They clearly are trying to spread it to then sell their product. That's how diabolical these corporate controllers are. Bill Sardi, premier investigative journalist with LouRockwell.com. We're going to go back to him in just a moment. I wanted to let you know that Fall of the Republic, my new film, is out. And this is the documentary that is the most up-to-date, that puts all the big pieces of the puzzle together, that shows you from their own statements, their own documents, how the financial elite are buying up the world through fraud, how they're bankrupting the planet to openly bring in world government and the carbon tax, what the carbon tax is going to mean to you, what the global treaties are going to mean, the global government. This film, my other films are great, but this is a whole new level. This is a exponential growth curve in quality and material. Fall of the Republic, Volume 1. It's got Barack Obama's mug on the front because he's the closer with the slick Harvard, read off the teleprompter. pitch, and he's there to pacify the public and to take the whole anti-George Bush revolution that was legitimate and energize the globalist operation by people thinking they're fighting the establishment when they support Obama, when he is the establishment. Follow the Republic, available at InfoWars.com on the online video bookstore. Check out some of the discounts there. We have Follow the Republic and other films for half price. We also have all the T-shirts. The point is, we've gotten the word out about the flu, and the establishment's starting to panic, and they're losing. They're still hurting a lot of people, though. But we're ahead in this game. You can do the same thing with Fall of the Republic on DVD, ladies and gentlemen. Order it, make copies, have viewing parties, give it to your local police chief, your sheriff, your pastor. Now is the time. You can also watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. It's 1995, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Now, going back to Bill, I want to get to some whistleblowers. Maybe I'll twist your arm to stay even more into the next hour because time's running out, and I know you have so much knowledge and so many important reports you've broken. But briefly, because then I have a question. Tell us about some of your best-selling books and materials where people can learn about this for themselves.
We do have a lot of articles at lewrockwell.com. There's a whole series there, and we're trying to do this day by day because of the zigzag information from the federal government. And you see, one day it's going to be, it's going to take two shots to develop the immunity this year. It only takes one. You see, how did we get that change? They admitted that all prior years we didn't develop enough immunity because we needed two shots, one to prime our immune system, one to get it going. So, you know, they're changing the ideas here that they're giving us from one minute to the other. It's a mock vaccine that we're getting this year. That means they approved the way that they make it, and then they were just going to insert the vaccine. You get it 2 weeks later. Well, wait a minute. Now they're not so fast in their production. This was supposed to be real-time production almost. Well, you know what? I think it is the mock vaccine. I think it is real-time. But I think they're reluctant to produce a vaccine that nobody wants, so they don't want to go in the hole on this thing any further. By the way, where is the declaration from the Centers for Disease Control? They're canceling the purchase orders because of lack of public demand. They don't want to eat it. You see, $9 billion promised to the drug companies over this thing. We have to push back. If you can understand where we're going here, is that every possible infectious disease you would have to have a vaccine for, you're going to have 60, 70, 80 vaccines. This is insane. They're giving little kids right on the first day of life in the hospital a hepatitis shot. They can't even develop antibodies at that age. So you're getting nothing but disease, and it's going into children. We now have the autism rate, 1 in 91 children. It's unbelievable.
From 1 in 25,000. Bill, let me throw out a few bullet points at you. You just dropped that giant bombshell. You've written detailed articles about how the big flu pandemics that we've had, 93, one of the biggest, followed the mass inoculations of the elderly. We know vaccines were associated in 76 at the military bases with the troops breaking out with it. We have AP and Reuters and CBS admitting in Asia and Latin America and the Middle East and in Africa, the UN is giving people live polio vaccines that are maiming them and killing them, and then they just admit it and nobody gets in trouble. Now they're giving people a nasal flu vaccine that they admit is spreading it. How obvious is that? To prime the pump, now they're forcibly injecting school children everywhere. The evidence is they are doing this on purpose. I mean, this is more bold than I even thought. Who the hell are these people? What's the end game? Comment on those points, Bill, with your expert.
If you want to listen, all the skeptics now, if you want to listen to this, you know, vaccine's one of the best things that's ever happened to us. Remember now, this is 1798 technology, cowpox technology. Edward Jenner was the doctor. We cannot continue to give ourselves 60, 70, 80 different vaccines in our lifetime for every possible infectious disease and where they're leading us to. The end game, well, let me tell you where that ends up. you're going to have vaccine resistance. You're going to have any viral like Tamiflu and Relenza resistance. You're going to then have antibiotic resistance. We already have that as they try to treat these super infections in your lung. And they're leading us to a dead-end street where no treatments work. So please push back from this agenda. And by the way, researchers at both the Mayo Clinic and in Japan saying if we went ahead and inoculated 70 to 80% of our population, we would put so much genetic pressure on these flu viruses that we might induce the very mutated virus that would then no one would have immunity to, and we would have a massive, massive destruction of human life across the globe. So believe me, if they're not listening to the scientists as they say, come back, do not go there, they're putting up red flags, the scientists themselves, and you see a totally different story from Centers for Disease Control, please. And, you know, your children are going to get no benefit and possible. Now, I've tried to point this out. I have a little e-book. We offered it free at lourockwell.com, The Hidden Epidemic. Young children do not have a blood-brain barrier till the age of two. There is no barrier to keep germs from getting out. They rely on immune factors from their mother's milk and other ways of doing this. By the way, vitamin C, vitamin D, and fish oil should be in your children's regimen from day one. If you're giving formula, you put the vitamin C, D, and fish oil in there. And that'll mimic the immune system that mother
has. And let me stop you. That's a whole other issue. They know that formula in the major studies results in smaller brains and weak immune systems. Do they put fish oil? Do they put vitamin C in there when the baby needs those fats and needs that vitamin C? Hell no.
But they don't have the others, Alex. What we're telling everybody and alerting everybody to is the massive death in 1918, thanks to Karen M. Starko, MD, allowing us to see it was the overuse of aspirin. And what does aspirin do? We went digging further. It depletes the body of vitamin C. What happens when you're depleted of vitamin C? You'll have hemorrhaging and filling of your lungs. You have edema, they call it, you know, pulmonary edema. That's what you died of in 1918. The flu virus dramatically depletes the vitamin C levels in the lungs in particular. A doctor can do a blood test, see if your blood level is normal. He's only going to test your blood plasma. It's the blood, the lymphocytes, the white blood cells that are depleted of vitamin C.
Bill, I'm no doctor.
You to die. You're going to die. All of the high-risk groups for dying, for mortality from the flu are vitamin C deficient, the pregnant, the smokers, the diabetics, the asthmatics, all of them, every group. Now, we're trying to get a letter published in one of the major journals starting discussion about maybe the lack of vitamin C. You see, once they get you in the hospital, they're starting to give you the steroids to reduce inflammation that depletes you of vitamin C. They then give you the tetracycline family antibiotics that depletes you of vitamin C. They then give you the diuretics because your body's filling up with fluid. Again, it depletes you of vitamin C, and they're leading you. This is why I've said for a long time there's no reason why anyone should die of the flu in an intensive care unit. They're intentionally or unwittingly, leading you to scurvy. When you die of scurvy, this is what you die of. The thing that tipped it off is that there's cerebral edema in the brain. That is a normal part of the flu. This, in 1918, was a vitamin C deficiency induced by the treatment and the overuse of aspirin. By the way, on the labels of every aspirin bottle is the proof of what I say. It says,
well, Bill,
do not take this if you have the flu. So it'll lead to mortality in children. So it's the vitamin C deficiency is the last link I'm making by doing a little medical investigation on my own. Please, everyone should be on vitamin C. You'll say, well, it doesn't prevent colds and the flu. No, but it prevents mortality from those. So please, your young children should be on vitamin C.
But Bill,
they may get this.
Here's the big issue. I've read the histories of the surgeons 300 years ago on British ships, and that's why the British were called Limeys, and that was what finally let the British Empire take over the seas, was they had the secret for, as you know, I'm sure, 100 years, that these little limes that they could keep for 6 months or more on the ship and that wouldn't go bad, when their soldiers met other navies who'd been out for a year, all their teeth were falling out. They were dying. Old cuts were opening back up. The British scientist knew about citrus. They didn't understand it was vitamin C. And that's why the British were called limeys, because everywhere the British Army and Navy went, they had limes. Now, by World War I, they were eating horrible rations, no fruit. They've had no vitamin C. They're told take aspirin. That further depletes it. And now a weak virus can kill people en masse. But people back home out on the farm eating citrus, it goes back, as you know, to the Black Plague. People out in the countryside eating garlic, eating citrus, they weren't dying. People in the cities cramped were. Medical science knows this. So I'm asking you, why don't they tell people sunshine, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin C? If Linus Pauling won the Nobel Prize for this, why aren't they telling people the secret?
You know, we had a little study that we extrapolated data from, and it showed that if we just took and fortified our foods or got a massive a dietary supplement regimen going in the United States, so we got sufficient levels of vitamin D. Now, that's the sunshine vitamin. You can even be deficient if you're in South Florida. A lot of people cover up from the sun. They're phobic about skin cancer. So it doesn't matter what part of the year. And that means our immune system's down. By the way, if the president of the United States should get a flu shot, he's in real high risk group because he's a dark-skinned man with a very low vitamin D level characteristic in dark-skinned individuals. And then he's a smoker depleting vitamin C. So he's at great risk. And we're trying to tell, if you're in an at-risk group, you do not get the vaccine. They're trying to tell you to get it if you're in a high-risk group. No, you do not get it. And what they did is a study where they took animals, and the animals, little rodents, mice, were pregnant, and then they gave them, inoculated them with the flu, and it showed that it caused, in the little fetuses, in the little mice, that it caused a brain disturbance with a genetic pattern that was similar to autism. So therefore, the conclusion was protect against the flu. No, protect against the flu vaccine. It is. They're telling us how autism gets started. It's the vaccine.
Bill, I got to stop you again. That's what's so insane is up until a year ago, they said don't give pregnant women flu shots because they knew. Now they invert the studies and do it. What has changed? Why are they getting more diabolical as people wake up to the fact that the
study? Yes, Alex, they're starting a study among pregnant women. If you can imagine this, now these will be healthy pregnant women, and you know they'll do a study. It'll be over within about 7 months. Too late. Sorry, they haven't done any studies to prove safety of this vaccine. You may hear otherwise from your own doctor. There are no studies to prove safety in the at-risk groups. The smokers, the asthmatics, the diabetics. So these are the people we need to protect. The rest of you can have the flu shot. You'll get sick, maybe, but you won't die. What we're concerned about is the at-risk groups. And by the way, as I say, all of them deficient in vitamin
D. But that's what I'm saying. Why are they this time pushing it? I have the inserts. I can go read FDA.gov. It says it could hurt you if you're pregnant. It says if you're diabetic. It says if you have asthma. But that's who they're pushing it on. I mean, are they trying to get caught? What is the point?
It is really diabolical. It is certainly misdirection. It is certainly irresponsible. You cannot claim it's ignorance. They have smart scientists there. We have published literature that I cite. I do not ring the bell of fear over unless I have the science to back it up, you'll see all the references in my article. The point is we're using the government's own data to show you they're not even consistent with their own recommendations. There is no way any flu vaccine is safe. They make a new one every year. We have no idea. And so, they claimed they were going to make a mock vaccine. They then said, we didn't get it fast enough. There are certainly problems here when a government tells you, hurry up, get it, and then it isn't there. Listen, folks, if these people had to protect us from World War III, we should have fired them a long time ago. They can't even handle a flu epidemic.
Let me ask you this. Why are the schools injecting children even when the parents say no? And I'm seeing the same talking point, Bill, where they say, oops, accident.
they've got this thing going in the schools, and of course, you've got a third of the public. That's just the rest of you tune out. The third of you aren't convinced. Tune in, because we're just trying to get to you folks. We are not ringing, crying wolf here. We're using government data. You want to check all the references, please do. I know so many of you will buy in and say, well, but my doctor said, listen, we're trying to rattle your cage a little bit about what you accept as the truth, trying to get you to see the references from the government itself. That's the important part here. We're being misled. And why? There are a lot of questions as to why. This government that we have, you know, the obvious escapes us, Alex, that we'll go run off. We're a broke government. We'll go run off and capture the oil and the money from another country like Iraq. Oh, hey, there's another one next door. Let's go over there. They got a lot of oil and money, too. You know, people don't see the obvious. So, you know, we don't catch on what's going on. Healthcare reform is about what? It's about, we already have 85% of the people.
Seizing control of another industry they can tax.
85% of people are already covered by insurance. It's about the illegal immigrants who don't have it.
Stay there, Bill Sardi, amazing.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about CalBen Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the CalBen Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. CalBen Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the CalBen Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad.
Bill Sardi's going to stay with us 20 minutes into the next hour. We're going to whistleblowers' phone calls now at 1-800-259-9231. Quick questions, comments, tell us your story, ask Bill a question. Incredible reporting at LouRockwell.com. We link to it up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I just burn with a desire to warn people. Knowing these flu shots hurt people, knowing they're not telling folks that vitamins are what they need, It's just so amazing. And I know Bill burns with that same desire to warn people. But I think in the final equation, this has blown up in their face, has it not, Bill? I mean, this has been a big defeat for them.
For all of you who wonder what I do, I am 64 years old. I have a 5-year-old boy here at home, and he got bronchial pneumonia, the exact thing you get with a cough. He had this thing. What did I do? Vitamin D, it quells the fever. Vitamin C, calms it down. A little bit of elderberry extract. You keep giving it, the child can be fine and function well. You don't want to send him to school. And it'll be shortened, the duration of this whole thing, to about 3 days. Now, listen, you just need to rely on it and use it and become confident of it. And you'll think, well, wait a minute. You know, this could be mortal. Maybe we better run to the doctor. And all they have is the vaccine, which isn't available. So they could give you the Tamiflu and Relenza, which works in an artificial way to keep the virus from escaping from inside the cells. Viruses need your host cell to work. Gets inside your cells, inside the genetic machinery, and makes copies of itself. The Tamiflu keeps the copies from escaping, but your cells are polluted with these little virions, these viral particles, and now you're going to have side effects. That's why we've had kids die and so on in Japan and elsewhere. Do not give your kids the Tamiflu, and, you know, use these natural things to get there, and believe me, they're very, very powerful. You're not hearing about them from your doctor. You're going to have to find alternative sources. Vitamin D Council and elsewhere will help you with this unbiased.
Well, Bill, that's another issue. The news is reporting they're giving people the seasonal shot when they have the flu as if that is the treatment.
It is not a treatment. And, you know, the flu vaccine, it is something that you try to prime a population with, and then they won't get the infection. What happens is it's about how effective in your mind. You're listening today. How effective is the flu shot? About 30 to 50% effective, and certainly isn't effective in any young children under the age of 2. Very ineffective, maybe 20%, maybe 2 out of 10 if you're an older adult, because you've got a used-up immune system when you're old. You haven't got a developed immune system when you're very young. It won't work. That's why they have to prime this thing with 2 shots. It's maybe 30 to 50% effective at best if the strain of the flu is matching the flu vaccine in that year. Now, they've gone whole years, even 2 consecutive years, where it's a trivalent vaccine. There's 3 strains of the flu, 2 type A and 1 of the type B, and then they guess what's going to come next year. They've gone whole seasons where they cried wolf and told you to take the shot, when there was no way it could benefit you because what was in the shot didn't match the strain in circulation. Are we to believe them every year like this? This is, you know, we're just using their own information. It's become a business. It's become a bigger business this year with $9 billion of booty from the federal government. For all of the, I mean, you saw China start to go in production. All of these countries, as this became a big world market, and the public better get sick on time. Guess what?
All right. We're going to come back in 70 seconds with the third hour. We're going to go to Roger, Matt, Tim, Robert, John, and others. Callers say they're whistleblowers. People tried to inoculate them or they forcibly injected their kids. We'll be talking to these callers on the other side with Bill Sardi, writes for LouRockwell.com. I'm Alex Jones with PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Now is the time to fight the globalists. The weapon is Fall of the Republic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.